Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Memorial Day weekend rapidly approaching, and no surprise, it's going to be hot and humid, as it has been, for every Memorial Day weekend that I've ever been here for. If you've got a cool one you can remember, I'd love to hear from you. Dr. John Fleming joins us now, Louisiana State Treasurer, to talk about if you get a check from the state of Louisiana, it could very well be legit. How you doing, Dr. Fleming?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I'm doing great.
Tell me the story. Everybody's got a story. I want to hear yours. How do you go from being a family physician to being the treasurer for the great state of Louisiana?
Well, in a very circuitous way. I actually am still a practicing physician, or at least licensed and board certified, but I don't get to practice like I used to. But also, I got into business after I began my medical practice and owned still own 32 Subway restaurants. And I had one foot planted squarely in medicine and one in business. And then in 2008, ran for Congress, elected, served 8 years, then went to the Trump administration, served as deputy chief of staff in the last year of the administration, came back home and said, you know what, I'd love to be treasurer, and launched my campaign, and I've been serving for a year and a half.
What was it like being deputy chief of staff for President Trump in the final year of his first administration?
Well, this is during the pandemic, and it was very busy. It was very difficult. I served on the coronavirus task force with none other than Dr. Fauci. But it was turbulent times, as you know. We had three fences around the White House, National Guardsmen protecting it because of all the riots, the BLM, et cetera. Even the church behind the White House was burned. So we really had our job cut out for us, but it was really a high privilege and honor to serve only 10 steps from the Oval Office in the West Wing of the White House, President Trump, during his first administration. And, of course, I'm so delighted that he's bringing back a great economy and control of our borders now today.
For people that are concerned about President Trump and the way he carries himself and so forth, look, there's a public persona, there's a personal persona. We all are that way. Tell me about personal Trump, President Trump, rather, the man, because I presume you had some up-close and personal interaction with him. For people that are, for whatever reason, terrified of President Trump, explain to them what you saw.
Well, he's both, in person, he's both alike and different than what you see on TV. I flew on Air Force One several times with him. He invited my wife and I to Camp David, where we spent a weekend with others, members of Congress, et cetera. And when you're sitting in an intimate dinner, first of all, he's very, very charming, will charm your socks off, very complimentary, always in control, speaks in low tones, but he's the sort of guy you'd want to hang out and drink beer with.
Seems like he's the kind of person, and I would describe myself like this, Dr. Fleming, where I can be the most charming person in the world, but if you get on the wrong side of me, I can be the biggest jackhole in the world as well. Is that kind of the feeling you get from him or not?
Well, I that's what I see.
I'm
on
saying
TV.
That about me. I'm saying that about me now. So I'm just, but I'm just saying that's the feeling I get. I wonder if that's the kind of way he is about him, where he can be the most charming person in the world if he wants to be or if he chooses to be. But then again, he can also be a very, let's just say, staunch taskmaster.
Absolutely. I mean, the man, he really can read people very well. He knows. He knows our senses, how people think, and he knows when to turn on the charm. He knows when to attack, and it's always very, very strategic. And he's, as you know, he's very effective. When he first ran for president, you know, during the primary days when you had, the various candidates up there, Rubio and others. And he just completely slaughtered them verbally, taking them down one by one, and their poll numbers dropped dramatically, and his went up. He just really knows how to use the English language in such a way that's very unique, off-putting to some people, but very, very effective. Everyone can certainly recognize that.
Have you ever seen anybody like him before in public life or private life that you would compare him to?
I think he's unique in history among mankind. I've never seen anyone like him. I've seen people maybe be a full of bluster and so forth, but not use it in an effective technique the way he's able to do it.
I was just curious about that. We'll talk about unclaimed property when we come back, which is why we invited you on. But everybody's got a story, Doc. And when I heard about that, I wanted to follow up on that. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana State Treasurer, 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Louisiana State Treasurer John Fleming, Dr. John Fleming. So tell me, John, about checks that are going out and unclaimed property and how this is different than maybe things your predecessors have done.
Well, part of my responsibility as State Treasurer is over the agency, which is called Unclaimed Property. It's actually, that's a misnomer, it's unclaimed cash. We don't hold any, physical property. We just own cash. So this could be a bank account that somebody's forgotten about or inherited. Maybe it's a utility deposit. Maybe it's a tax refund that didn't make it to you. It could be a straight inheritance. Could be anything. 1 in 6 Louisianans are owed money by unclaimed property. And that's actually... Well, at any one time, we have $300 or $400 million ready to go out. And we ask people to come to our website, lacashclaim.org, to claim that. But many people don't know about it. They forget about it and don't do it. So we do something annually, and this is going to be the biggest dump that we've ever had. We do a data match through the Department of Revenue. And we've expanded this program tremendously this year. And at the end of this month, May 31st, we're going to be sending 143,000 checks to Louisianans all across the state and really outside of the state, because there are people from Louisiana who've moved who still are owed money. This is going to be a total, Tommy, of $34 million. Unprecedented. We've never done this to this scale before. And our concern is that, believe it or not, people will oftentimes mistake this for some kind of promotion, and they will throw the envelope away. So please don't do that. Tell your listeners this is real money. It's their money, and it belongs to them, and they should deposit it.
Yeah, because there are so many scams going around. You know, I've been getting one that they've been texting me over and over. First of all, you're not texting anybody, correct?
No. No, so, we rarely, if ever, reach out in any matter. If anything, it would be a phone call. But in most cases, it's going to be, the check is going to actually end up in your mailbox. That'll be the first notice you'll have that any money is owed to you.
And I can see where people could think it's a scam, because sometimes you feel like there is no free lunch. And actually, this is not free money. This is your money that you're returning to the people. Accurate?
Well, for example, we had a gentleman we owed $20,000 to, And we wanted to present him the check in person, but he wouldn't return our phone calls because he thought it was a scam. We finally talked him into meeting me at a meeting where I was speaking, and I showed him my treasurer's ID and the check, and we have a photograph now to prove that he did get his money.
I've been getting texts lately about Thomas. First one said I declined a $5,000 Doge check. Then he sent me one the day after saying I declined a $10,000 Doge check. I'm gonna wait till I decline a $50,000 Doge check.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, so should people go and look at the site or just wait to get their check? Tell me what you want them to do.
Well, I just think that a good fiscal hygiene for any family is at least once a year. Go to this site, lacashclaim.org. And if you forget that, simply Google it, Louisiana Unclaimed Property. And just, you know, all you have to do is put a little bit of your information in there. It's a searchable website, very user-friendly. And if your name pops up or your company, then all you have to do is make a claim, and you'll get the check, in most cases, in just a few days, maybe 3 days.
Tell me the site again, John.
LACashClaim.org, all one word.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time and your efforts. John Fleming, Louisiana State Treasurer. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Great. Thanks, Tommy.
You bet. And look, you may agree with John Fleming's politics, you may not, but he grew up in a working-class home. Father died when he was in high school. His mother was disabled, but yet he managed to put himself through school, through medical school.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
In the Navy, he's a veteran and now a very successful businessman. So while you may not agree with his politics in all aspects, he is a very successful businessman, and really, in a way, the epitome of the American dream. That being said, I'm sure he had little breaks along the way that helped him here or there, and I'd love to get him back on one day to talk about that and achieving the American dream. When we come back, we'll talk to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He'll help you manage your money right now. Time for WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning. You know what that means? Time to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Happy Friday, sir.
Happy Happy Friday to you. We were talking to somebody earlier this week about people borrowing money to go on vacations. I could never, ever do that. Would you?
Yeah, that's to finance fund. That's you know, some people do that with Christmas time and those things.
I can see saving money for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, some places in the banking industry, they responded to that by, you know, the traditional, you know, Christmas club account that was made for people to save along the year. When the time came, they could withdraw the money and not finance it. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember working for a place that they had vacation club accounts for the same thing. People wanted to separate their money, put it in a unique place. So when that time came, they weren't financing it on credit cards and doing those types of things. It was pretty popular because I think people need that discipline to, you know, move the money into a unique pile where they're not financing.
That's what he said. And if you name the account, then that's the best way to do it. Let's talk about U.S. debt and Moody's and everything else. Mark, what are we talking about today?
Yes, that's what we're talking about. And you know, Tom, we kind of breached that subject last week when Moody's came out. Moody's is a bond rating agency. Oh, they rate debt typically for companies, but it could go down to a municipality because the state of Louisiana borrows money, the city of New Orleans borrows money. And then what's happening with that is somebody's lending that money to them. So if we're buying a bond issued by Ford Motor Company, making sure everybody understands that de facto you're loaning money to Ford, and they're going to pay you back with interest. So it's a loan. By any other standard, we call them bonds and notes and those types of things to kind of point people's way into it's a marketable security, meaning it's traded on exchanges. But that's how, when we talk about the government deficits and debt, that's what it is. It's an accumulation since the beginning of time, the debt. And, it gets a lot of attention now because it keeps growing. It's $37 trillion. I think that's a lot of money. And, the way that the government runs its budget is structurally flawed, that it just keeps borrowing money and this keeps accumulating. And we just see the amount going higher and higher. So earlier in the year, I think with the advent of Doge and those coming onto the scene, it was looked at as, boy, they're going to, for the first time, somebody's going to have the courage, meaning an administration or the government in general, they're going to have the courage to tackle this tiger and to put a dent in the debt. So what they'd have to do is bring spending down on an annual basis, the deficit, into a part where they would have a surplus potentially and start using that extra money to pay down this $37 trillion and growing every day amount of money that it seems to have no end to it. Well, the financial markets took them seriously, and what was happening is it put downward pressure on interest rates. Because the adage would be, well, if you keep putting pressure on something, if people buy stocks in a very aggressive manner, it's no surprise that the stock price might rise. And if the government is borrowing money in an aggressive manner, it's called the crowding out argument, that they'll pull so much money out of the economy that money will become scarce. And then the rate on that money, if you want to put your hands on some money, if you want to borrow some money, well, it's going to be at a premium to meaning a higher interest rate than it maybe was sometime before that. So when Moody's came out and said, we're going to, okay, enough is enough. The Doge thing, I think, started out with a bang, and now it's kind of settling back to a whimper. And it's like, well, maybe they're not going to save the $1 trillion a year that some quotes are made along those lines. And it's Moody's said, well, we can't. This is, the government has just gotten to a point of irresponsibility. Not that this hasn't been done before, but I think this is getting a little bit more traction than in the times past. And they said, we're going to downgrade you. So if you're loaning money to Ford or you're loaning money to the state of Louisiana, Moody's will come out and give them a credit rating, like you and I would have a credit rating and on our credit report. And the lower the credit rating, naturally, one, it exhibits not the best responsibility for somebody of repaying their debt. But two, you're probably going to pay more than a person with better credit, because the lender, if it's a bank, credit union, or whomever, says, well, there's more risk into this loan. The person doesn't pay as well as they could, so loaning to that person is more risky than loaning to somebody with a higher credit rating. So the top credit rating in government debt corporate debt, rather, is AAA. Well, Moody said, we're going to take you off of AAA and downgrade it one part of a level. It's AA1. That's a technical term for saying, well, you're not AAA anymore. And through my time in banking, it was always, well, AAA is really the highest rating that a corporation could attain. Microsoft, for instance, has a AAA rating. And very few companies in the world have AAA. It's really a lofty perch. So when people say, well, the government has a AAA, actually, I always said, well, they have a quadruple A, which really doesn't exist. But when people quote a quadruple A, meaning that, well, the government can print money and, Microsoft can't. So they really have a way out. If they get into a pinch, they print the money, they pay the bills, nobody's ever going to not get paid from the federal government because of how they can do things, meaning going back to the printing press. We know what happens when they went to the printing press. Over the past couple of years, they printed an extra $5 trillion because of COVID. And we know that inflation ensued at fairly high levels, the highest level we saw in 40 years. And that hasn't been pleasant. We've been talking about inflation and the rates thereof for the past couple of years. It's just is normal conversation now. So when Moody's came out and said, no, we're going to take you down a level, it really sank in that a lot of the financial analysts that look at federal government debt, they said, well, this might be the wake-up call that we need. Okay, well, we had DOGE, and we thought they were going to do one thing or another, and that's not happening. And now maybe we can do something here in the financial markets to really impress upon the Congress or impress upon the government in general that this isn't acceptable anymore. So no sooner than, I think it was May 16th, they had that written down, May 16th when the downgrade occurred, well, Tommy, interest rates started moving up. Mm-hmm. So the 30-year bond that the government regularly prints a couple of times a year, they'll borrow money on a 30-year basis like we would borrow money to finance a house for terms like that. It was about 4.4%, but in just a couple of weeks, it's over 5. That happened this week. So this part has started to back up, and the signal is being taken more seriously. And you have the mortgage rate, 30-year equivalent rate that we would borrow money, like the government borrows money for that length of time. The mortgage rate hit 7 again, where it was trending down earlier in the year, again, because of what DOGE was going to potentially do and to get this government debt under control. So you've got Capital One. It was announced yesterday. Capital One now has a credit card that's charging 30% interest. Mm. And, breaking records here, and that may have caught a lot of attention because it's one thing if it was 29, you're not going to get the same attention when it gets 30. So 30, that got some attention during the week. But the what somebody might not realize is, people don't realize, is when the government starts to raise money, they have to go to these auctions because they just don't print a particular rate on there. They have to go to the general public, to financial firms, and they said, okay, we need to raise, fill in the blank, we need to raise $100 billion today to finance the government's needs. And then you have bidders, like it's not usually people, it's usually central banks from around the world, it's big money center banks, the Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, these big firms sitting there. And what they're doing is they're bidding an interest rate to which they would pay for that debt. So the government can't say, oh, you know what? We're going to raise all the money we need. We're just going to put a zero on there. Well, it wouldn't sell any. So the government has to go to the financial markets to get the money they need. Well, they went out over the past week and they said, we're going to borrow money for a 20-year term. And what was always done was the auction was called oversubscribed. No matter what money they were borrowing, you had more bidders there. You had always plenty money in the room that would loan the government all the money that they wanted. And they still had bidders there saying, well, we could loan you even more money. No, that the auction's closed today. You'll have to wait till next week and we're going to come and borrow more money. Well, this time it wasn't oversubscribed. And this would be the cracks in the foundation that we need to worry about as a country. That what happens if the government went to borrow money and they didn't get the money they needed at the auction? So that's what's happening now, Tom. It's causing upward pressure on rates, and it's going to trickle through to us, and it already has. So they need to get serious about this debt. And with this big, beautiful bill that the administration was putting out recently, it got approved by what I understand by the House, is that it's going to contain more deficit spending. So that's the trouble that we're facing right now.
Thank you, Mark. Valuable information, insider look. A little bit late, 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.